The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, July the 18th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, Mr. Marvellous, Martin White.
Good afternoon, listener. Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, Denise. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon.
Hello, everyone.
Whoa. Tell you, we're a tight unit today, aren't we?
We are. That was happening, wasn't it?
We're all tapping away to Fleetwood Mac.
Absolutely.
Denise wants to burst out into song and sing Mamma Mia.
Oh, yes, of course.
Absolutely. Young Denise, have to refer to her now, otherwise she gets upset. Yeah. Cool. Good. Well, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show, all of you out there, both the listeners. Thank you. It's good. Stop laughing.
It is summertime, isn't it? There are a few people on holiday.
Yeah, but we've had over a trillion tweets.
Still.
Yeah. So that's good.
From Tenerife.
Yeah, but they're from all over the place now.
That's the beauty of the internet, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
We've got people listening in
Turkey.
Guernsey.
Yeah.
Aberdeen.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Absolutely. Everywhere. Yeah. Sea Salter.
I love the summer in this country.
Do you? Yeah, you were just saying.
I think this is the best country going in the summertime. I mean, we've got beautiful countryside.
Yep.
We've got beautiful people.
Thank you.
And it's a sports fest at the moment, isn't it? I mean, we had the brilliant Johanna Konta.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Didn't she do well?
And isn't she such a nice person?
Yep. Yeah.
I was listening to her on the radio this morning with Chris Evans. She is so lovely. Mm. And I love the way she goes about her business. Mm. She's very focused, isn't she? Mm-hmm. She's got a kind of process that she sticks to.
Yep.
And it works for her. Yep. But off court, she's just lovely, isn't she? Mm-hmm. Really nice.
I've got no idea.
Well, okay. Well, you obviously weren't watching Wimbledon.
No, I wasn't.
And then we had the kind of complete opposite of Johanna. We had, I don't know why I'm pronouncing that in a Scandinavian accent, by the way.
That's all right.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah.
It's the Swedish influence.
Yeah.
It's the Mamma Mia again.
Yeah, it is.
Everything comes back to
meatballs.
Mamma Mia.
That's what it is. Swedish chef meatballs.
Yeah. But we had Lewis, didn't we, at the weekend at the British Grand Prix.
Yep.
And I must say, I shed a tear because I used to go to the British Grand Prix at Silverstone every year. And we used to camp out and it used to rain. Nine times out of ten, it would rain. But I had some of the most exciting times of my young adult life at Silverstone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all those moments where Mansell was winning 92, where Senna broke down and he picked him up in his car. I was there at Club Corner.
Ah, well, you were watching me then because I raced in that race. We're not in the Formula One race, in the race before it.
Oh, okay. Well, I must have seen you. Yeah, you
would have done. Yeah. No, I was there.
Well, there you are.
We lost.
Yeah.
We lost to Rubens Barrichello and David Coulthard.
Those were great days, though, weren't they?
Yeah,
great days.
Yeah.
And Lewis is continuing that long tradition of fantastic British drivers at the British Grand Prix, isn't he? Mm. Five wins now.
Yeah.
You're looking at me again, aren't you?
Oh. Yeah. As if she knows what you're talking about.
I'm getting all emotional.
Yeah.
And then, to top it all, we're in the middle of the Tour de France at the moment, and we've got Chris Froome leading the Tour de France.
You're into a bit of cycling at the moment, aren't you?
Oh, I love it. Cycling is the new golf.
Is it?
Definitely. Yeah. I was out there pumping my
thighs. So you've got a bike in your bag?
I have.
You got a Niblick, a sandwich, and a trike.
I wasn't going to talk about golf.
Oh, weren't you?
But
not?
As you've mentioned
it. Oh, dear.
What starts on Thursday?
Sorry, Ricky. Should we talk amongst ourselves?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Do you know, I was actually looking forward to being on with a load of guys, and I'm now really regretting it.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's the Open Championship, which starts on Thursday at Royal Birkdale, which, again, is just fantastic.
How about this? If we could get them to play golf on bikes, that would crack it for you big time, wouldn't it?
Oh, the best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
brilliant. Anyway, we've got a business radio show to run here, Paul.
Oh, yeah, so we have. I'm glad you reminded me.
If you could crack on with the agenda.
Oh, sorry, mate. Yeah, all right. we'd love to hear from you, all the businesses out there, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me is to tweet me at VanillaWeb using the hashtag BeBunker. We have had in excess of 1 trillion tweets, and I have read them all, and I will read some of them out in a moment. But I'll tell you what, let's crack on.
You're looking longingly at me.
I am. Do something.
Okay.
Read something. Now, don't make it up. Just read something.
It's all in my head. I know exactly what I want to say.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Sorry, listener.
What are you doing, lovely listener, on Thursday lunchtime?
Which Thursday?
This Thursday. The day after tomorrow.
The 20th.
because, Denise, give us an intro. Mamma mia.
Here I go again. My, how can I resist you?
Because on
you're
Thursday
in Mamma Mia.
Lunchtime,
Martin and I are performing.
Martin's in Mamma Mia. Okay.
She's got a lovely voice, by the way.
Yes, she has. Amazing. Come stop schmoozing and get
so
on with it.
The lovely people at the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury are hosting a business networking lunch to celebrate the launch of Mamma Mia last week.
Right, okay.
So that show's just started, and we're going to be able to meet the cast. There's Metze, there's all sorts of beautiful Greek food,
right,
and business networking, and I think it's £16.
Right, okay.
And if you want to, you can stay on and watch the show afterwards as well.
And are you going to sing to them?
I won't be singing, luckily.
So you can go. It's safe.
Okay. So if you want to book on, just head on to the Marlowe Theatre website and you'll find all the details in there. But that's going to be a cracking lunch.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. And that's this Thursday.
This Thursday.
At
the Marlowe Theatre.
At what time?
In Canterbury.
Yeah.
At 12 o'clock.
Cool. Thank you. Good. Nice one. I've had a tweet from a new follower, Trace_creative is their Twitter handle. And I say, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, could we have a shout out, please? We're a new creative agency based in Margate, and we do print design, web development, marketing, and much, much more. And that's tracecreative.co.uk is their website, and their Twitter handle is trace_creative.
Well, I'm going to stay on that theme. Because the award-winning Dodgems and Floss, who we know quite well, picked up a few awards recently at the Canterbury Business Awards. They are running a free one-hour branding consultation. So if you're worried that your brand might be getting a little bit tired, might be a little bit kind of tattered and torn around the edges, they'll sit down with you and they'll take a look at it. They'll take a look at your marketing communications as well, and they'll come up with, within that hour, a recommendation for how you can take your brand forwards into the future. So if you want to find out more information, head on to the Supply My Business website and the community section, and you'll find it all in there.
Cool. Fantastic. Thank you for that. I had a tweet from Bird.
Bird on a bike.
Bird on a bike. Bird's tweeted me.
Talking about cycling, Bird could probably compete in the Tour de France, couldn't
she? Oh, she could, yeah. Whilst carrying someone on her back.
Oh.
Well, not you, obviously. But...
Within reason.
Within reason, yeah.
Maybe a rucksack with some water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, Bird has tweeted to say have a good show. So thank you, Bird.
Thank you.
Do give Bird a follow. Bird on a bike _ is her Twitter handle.
I expect she's down in... down in the Alps, is she? Down in Grenoble somewhere, getting ready for the stage.
Her Bird?
Yeah.
No, she's running around the woods, isn't she, in Hive?
Oh, okay.
You know what she's like with her Facebook Live.
Right.
That'll be it.
I
don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. I want to see a picture of her foot in a hammock.
That's Jules.
Charming.
Got herself tangled up in
her
hammock.
Has she made it out yet?
No, she's still in. That's where she sent it again. She's still there.
Is there an empty gin bottle on the floor next to her? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Jules, I'm very disappointed that I didn't see any pictures from the Whitstable Classic Car Festival on the slopes outside your house from last weekend. Sally Laker was tweeting, but I didn't see any pictures from Jules. So
I think you find that she's been trapped in a hammock.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's stuck. You can get stuck in those, can't you?
You can.
Yeah. If your leg sort of falls through at the wrong point...
Well, you keep swinging from side to side, don't you?
You can't get out. Yeah. I'm not a hammock person.
I've had a tweet from the Business Diaries as well. Many thanks for signing up to come along to the next one, Paul. Can we have a shout out on the Business Bunker? Of course you can. The next one's in September. It's great fun, isn't it?
They've also got a Facebook page as well now that they've asked me to mention.
Oh, go on. Yeah, mention it.
So it's the Biz Diaries on Facebook.com. So B-I-Z Diaries, and they've got more information about the event then.
Yeah. Both Denise and I spoke at the last one. And that was the second one in the series.
It was, yeah.
It's a really, really brilliant idea, and I really do urge you to come along to it. They're really great fun, aren't they?
Yeah, I had friends that have got nothing to do with business, actually, that came along and really enjoyed the evening because it was people just talking about their life stories with elements to business.
Because they're business people, as Denise says, talking about stories from their life, but it's not salesy, it's not about their business per se.
No.
It's about things that have happened to them around their business, but so they're life stories, aren't they?
They are.
Or as Martin would have it, things what I've made up.
Well, it's not just about business, though, is it? Because my story is about falling off the stage.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
We had Linda Garcia that was talking about meeting her husband at the first one. So it's not just about
boring
absolutely. Business.
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff that's
Sounds
happened.
Riveting.
She looked at me when she said that. Boring business.
What was it? Rat Basher was your story, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. Well, I did mention that briefly in passing.
Wasn't there a film where they was it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang where they had one of those guys? Yeah, was that you?
No, that was a child catcher.
same thing.
No, I assure you, there's a world of difference between child catching and rat bashing.
I've never had kids, but I've certainly had a few rats before.
So do come along to the business stories. The next one's in September. I can't remember. Is it the 19th? I can't remember. Anyway, the easiest way to find out is to follow them on their Twitter, on Facebook.
Yes.
And on Twitter, their Twitter handle is The Biz, B-I-Z, Diaries. Mm. And I would imagine their Facebook page is something similar.
It is, as I said.
And the next one's in September.
It's in September, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the exact date, but we will find out.
I had a feeling it was the 14th.
It could be.
But I'll check.
It could be.
We've had a tweet from the lovely little Pep. So that's Sherry Newton, who
Sherry
runs
Newton,
Little
yeah.
Pep, which is the fantastic juicing shop on Herne Bay Pier.
Yeah.
She says, save me from the sport talk.
Yes.
So,
save me.
That's not very patriotic, is it?
Thanks, Sherry.
Yeah. And apparently she's listening in her car. So, yeah, well done. Just shows you can listen anywhere these days.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from the lovely Felicity at Cheeky Chairs. And Cheeky Chairs are makers of top quality wooden chairs.
I saw that tweet yesterday. They're making you some chairs, is that right?
Yeah.
Will you break them, though, if you sit on them? Because they didn't look very...
Oh, that's mean.
Well, they didn't look very substantial.
No, they are substantial. That's the whole thing. They're made of incredibly good quality wood, and they're manufactured to a very high standard and then traditionally upholstered in a fabric of your choice, which is quite funky.
So are you having some kitchen chairs done, or...?
I'm doing two things. I'm having some bar stools for my kitchen bar.
But as we know, Paul doesn't drink.
And neither do you, so, okay.
Doesn't Great. Stop you sitting on a bar stool, though.
I look forward to that party, yeah.
And Felicity came over to measure up and stuff and spotted the chair I was sitting in my study and went, oh, no, you can't be doing that.
Bad ergonomics or something.
Exactly. Mm. So she's designing me a new office chair as well.
Right.
Yeah. Fantastic. So cheekychairs.com is the website. Check it out. There's some fabulous stuff on there. Yeah. And she's got some funky stuff as well as some really good classic chairs. All handmade, all hand-covered, all traditionally upholstered. There you go. Martin, email.
Right. Are you a business located in Shepway District? I'll tell you why, because the brilliant people at Let's Do Business Group, who also deliver the Startup Loans Programme in the South East, in fact, Graham's been on the show with us before, hasn't he, have a contract to deliver free business support for businesses in the Shepway District. And that tailored business support, which comes from experienced business advisors, and I believe our good friend Terry Botfield is actually involved with that programme.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yeah, he tweeted as well, so yeah.
We'll focus around marketing, business planning, business funding, and possibly apprenticeship funding as well, if that's relevant for your business. So to find out more, please take a look at the Let's Do Business Group website and have a look at business advice support sessions.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to play a bit of cheesy tunage.
ABBA?
No, I'm not. I'm going to play some Four Seasons, actually. For no particular reason other than I just like the track.
Okay.
Yeah? So I'm going to play that and get our first guest on the phone. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Here we go then. We'll be right back.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back, listener. I'm holding the fort because Paul's twiddling with his knobs. Just a quick one. I don't know what you're doing tomorrow night, Denise, but there's a fabulous networking event going on right here at Kent Spaces Electroset building in Ashford.
What time is that?
It's 5:30. There's going to be nibbles and drinks.
What nibbles?
Now you've put me on the spot. I do know they've bought a big supply of Garibaldi biscuits.
That was
recently
for you, wasn't it?
I know,
Martin?
But I'm happy to share them. So just to finish, Paul, that's tomorrow evening, Kent Space, 5:30. Brilliant networking opportunity at the Electroset building.
Fantastic. We're now joined on the phone by Mr. James Sinclair. Good afternoon, James.
I'm here now. Sorry about that.
That's no worry at all. No, we had to track you down in the office. No, never mind. We really do appreciate you joining us on the show. Thank you for giving us some of your time, James.
Are we live now, are we?
Yes, we're live now.
Hello, everyone.
Please don't swear. You are live on Channel Radio.
James, just give us an overview of you and your business and what it is you do, if you would.
Head company is called Party Man. We own a chain of family leisure attractions, including indoor play centres, day nurseries. We've got a small theme park in Eastbourne, a big farm adventure park in Essex. We employ about 350 people. That's it. I started my life as a children's entertainer and just slowly built it up from there.
That's fantastic. You can't gloss over that because that's really cool. You started off a children's entertainer. And what kind of things were you doing, James?
I was obsessed with magic from a young age. And a little bit strange, and I combined the two together.
Right.
And that's so I've done kids' parties with a bit of a twist, really.
Right, okay. But you've developed that into a full-blown multi-million-pound business in leisure entertainment and all that kind of thing. Fantastic. But you also run a thing called the Entrepreneurs Network, I think.
Yeah, so I suppose if you get a degree of business years underneath your belt, sometimes schools ask you to go in and speak to the kids, which I love doing.
And
I quite love doing this, speaking about business and making it fun and inspiring kids about entrepreneurship. So then I wrote a book, and I called the book The Millionaire Clown. About, you know, that anyone could do it if they put, you know, some dedication to it. Right. Then I got our business owners read the book and said, oh, please, can you give me some advice? And because I was busy, I couldn't give people one-to-one advice. So I started a business called Entrepreneurs Network, which was really a vlog and a blog on Facebook of me holding my iPhone, doing little videos of me running my business and, you know, just sharing information on my Facebook page called Entrepreneurs Network.
Right.
And that just grew and grew. But I'll speak at a few more things. I now wrote a second book called The Experience Business. And every day, I have a cameraman follow me around, me running my business.
Wow.
there called Chuddlington, Chudders, and he we record an episode every day. It's about 6 to 12 minutes, depending on what happens in each day, and we share that with the world just to inspire people about entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And for, I think for the Joe Public and your team members, see bloody how hard it is to build a successful organisation and all the things that go into it, and all that you have to do and how hard a work it really is.
Yeah, absolutely. I love your passion and enthusiasm for it. And I think you're absolutely right. The more people like you go around talking to people about the ins and outs of starting a business and growing a business, the more it inspires people.
I think kids of today, you know, entrepreneurship's cool now.
Yes, it is. You're right. Yeah, absolutely.
And I love that. I think and I think the UK has bounds of opportunities for the right individuals. Still, and will continue to do so.
Absolutely. Here in Kent, I'm not sure where you're based, James. Whereabouts are you based?
I'm an Essex boy.
Essex? Oh, is he allowed on the show? Yeah, no.
we're war with Kent, eh?
yeah, absolutely. We've here in Kent, we've just exceeded for the first time in our history 100,000 businesses.
That's great.
Which is amazing, you know, and I think 70,000 of those are small one-person businesses, but that's brilliant. I mean, everybody has to start somewhere.
And, yeah, well, 70% of the businesses in the UK are what we call solopreneurs, one-man band.
Yes.
But we, you know, those guys need to help us just as much. I mean, the chances of success in business aren't slim to none.
That's
why you've got to have dedication. And if you can learn from people that have been through those nightmares, and I've been through plenty, and there'll be more to come, if you can all share some of that stuff, then, you know, you're going to make the UK PLC a better place to be, and that's something I'm greatly passionate about.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you quickly then, I mean, just following up on that point, this is Martin, Paul's co-host on the show.
Hello, Martin.
Hi there. How do you manage people's expectations when they're starting up in business? Because, you know, a lot of people think, right, that's it, I'm going to go out on my own, I'm going to be, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. But how do you actually manage people's expectations and not kind of demotivate them at the same time? Because you're absolutely right, it is not easy to start and create a successful business?
People's attitude massively helps. I mean, I can, you know, it's you know, there is this thing that I call entrepreneurial DNA. Some people have entrepreneurial DNA, and it's very obvious to see very quickly. If those people that have got it, and then if they can harness that and train it, then they're going to go further. It's not anyone can, you know, set up a business, whether it's successful or not, is the other thing. But people that have got natural entrepreneurial DNA in them, and you're not, I mean, you know, entrepreneurial DNA, entrepreneur, if you look it up, it says seeks opportunity. That's what it says in the dictionary. So there could be, you could have a head teacher of a fantastic school. You'll have some head teachers running fantastic schools in Kent. And running a school is, I mean, some of these schools have got £20 million budgets, secondary school. So you've got to have a real good forward-thinking head that's sort of entrepreneurial to, you know, get their school through, raise funding to get new blocks built or get the best teachers. So entrepreneurial DNA that's in us, that's, you know, that's important. You've got that, and then you can harness it. It's like if you can't teach someone to sing that's tone deaf, you know, they've got to have some underlying talent there, and then you want to you know, polish that all the time and coach yourself to be better. But you've got to have staying power, resilience, the ability to never give up, the ability to work really hard and smart. So it's, you know, lots of people today just want to work smart and not hard. You definitely need both in abundance to be successful in business.
Mm-hmm. And some of that, I guess, can be nurtured rather than, you know, perhaps you're born that way, I guess, ultimately.
I do think, you know, some people that I meet that are business owners, they've just got this, they never give up thing about them, and they ride the waves, and other people can't do it. It's very stressful. There's a famous Steve Jobs quote that I always tell people about business, and you'll see him, it's on YouTube in one of his speeches. Most business owners give up because they're sane, and I think there is a little bit of insanity about business owners that just keep going, because the odds are always stacked against you, and you've got to have massive, massive staying power to run the marathon. Mm-hmm. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Yeah. And, you know, you've got to be a good visionary to know where the end is, because lots of business owners running these marathons with no destination in mind, and that can make the journey oh so much harder.
Sure.
So yeah, I think that's Steve Jobs' quote. It's one I sort of, you know, sort of ask myself in the mirror, I'm a little bit insane here for carrying on doing this when most people would give up, because even if your body's not at work, your head's still at work. If that is part of this entrepreneurial disease that entrepreneurs have, you look at Richard Branson, like, the guy is 70 and he's still going and going and going. That's not because he needs an extra few billion, it's because it's in his DNA, it's who it is, and he'll never change.
That's very true, isn't it? You know, for those of us in business that look at it this way, you know, people go often say to me, you know, why don't you go on holiday, or why don't you do this, or why don't you do that? I don't want to. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I don't want to stop when I, you know, want to carry on.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying to get me to go on holiday, James. You've got
somebody new in your life. We'll see how long that bravado lasts.
Yeah, okay.
You might not want to go, but she will.
Break you down.
James, I know that you're going to be joining us here in Kent in a couple of months' time, because you're going to be delivering a keynote speech at the Grow Kent event in Ashford in November, and we're really looking forward to meeting you and hearing your whole story at that event. So thank you for that, and as I say, we're looking forward to that in November.
I'll make sure that we pack in loads of value, that there's some key obvious takeaways for people to go and implement, because, you know, even if it's just little 1% improvements is another thing I always say. If you make a 1% improvement to your business every day, just over a little over a quarter, you've improved your business by 100%. So we'll go through some of that stuff. Some of the key takeaways that I've done, that I've learned in business, I can't wait to share it with everyone and really infuse people to, you know, get through.
Fantastic.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. It's actually a great event, the Grow Kent event.
And November?
It's in November, the next one at the Ashford International Hotel. And we're really looking forward to meeting James and hearing James there. James, in the meantime, if people want to find out more about you and your businesses and the Entrepreneur Club, how can they do that? Do you have a website or things they can look up?
Yeah, well, so the best thing to do is your love our daily documentary of me running my business. It's called Backstage Business.
Right.
On yesterday's episode, Peter Jones was on it.
Right.
A couple of weeks ago, Charlie Mullins, who founded Plimlico Plumbing, was on it.
Yeah.
And I'm on it as well. Another Kent guy, Joe Pasquale, was on it yesterday as well.
Cool.
I know he's a Kent guy, and he lives in Kent now.
Right.
You know, talking about his success, where he's grown his business. So there's loads of good stuff on there. So it's Backstage Business. If you go to YouTube, put in James Sinclair, Backstage Business. You'll find all of that stuff there. And on my Facebook page, Entrepreneurs Network.
Fantastic. James, thank you so much for that. We shall enjoy watching you on video and following your exploits. And
it's really good, because not a lot of people are doing a professionally filmed documentary every day. It's a massive commitment.
Right.
So if you guys can get more people to watch it, we'd love you for it.
Absolutely, we will. Absolutely, we
thank
will.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in November, James. Have a good day.
Brilliant. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye. James Sinclair there.
Gosh, he's got some energy.
He has indeed. I like people like that. They're just full of enthusiasm and passion for what they do. You know, start off with a children's entertainer, you know, doing magic tricks, and then end up with a multi-million pound business in the entertainment world. And get followed around all day, every day by a camera crew. Don't think I like that bit. I think that cramped my style somewhat.
Yeah, because you're a bit of a shrinking violet, really, aren't you?
I am.
You don't like the publicity.
I am. I am very definitely an introvert.
Are you hosting the Grow Kent conference?
I am indeed.
In November?
I am, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. He says with a wry smile on his face, being ironic, aren't you, Martin? I've had a tweet from Athelbrey.
Ah.
And they say, Vanilla Web, Milan Focus, soon talking to Denise.
There you go.
What about me?
No, didn't mention you at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Business Bunker. Shout out, please. GDPR sessions. Yeah.
Ooh.
GDPR.
That's heavy.
Yeah, but necessary.
Yeah.
It's the new General Data Protection Regulations.
It is. Coming in next year, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
And their sessions have been very popular.
Yeah. Ooh. So they're running a GDPR session. It's filling up. And the next one is in September, October. It's £149 per person. And to book, you can call them on 01892 832 059. That's 01892 832 059. You can go to their website, but the easiest way to find out the details is follow them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is Athelbray LTD, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D, Athelbray Limited, on the Twitter for their GDPR sessions.
I hope that doesn't become another making tax digital farce, because, I mean, it's far-reaching, that new tax.
We've got an email about that in the FSB section later on in the show. There's an update on that.
But I just hope that the new data protection guidelines, well, they're not really guidelines, it's all kind of mandatory, it's going to affect us all.
A lot of overkill as normal with your lovely bureaucrats and their little rules.
Exactly. I haven't quite got my head around it myself yet, not totally. There's an awful lot of detail, and the devil is always in the details.
So, always.
I can imagine enrolling on a course like that would be quite useful.
I want to tell you about the Influencer Success Summit, the 21st to the 23rd of July. So that'll be this weekend, really, won't it? It's taking place at the St. George Hotel, Chatham. Would you like to feel you're getting one-to-one training on your social media and strategy? Do you know Zoe Cairns and her experience within social media and marketing? We're allowing up to a maximum of 8 people to attend a one-off opportunity with Zoe over a 3-day Influencer Success Summit. This will be a chance for you to bring along your laptop to allow Zoe to give you guidance and techniques within your current social media plan. During the 3 days, Zoe will teach you how to build your online presence, become an influencer in your field, attract more public relations opportunities, get your message to more audiences, and get paid to speak once Martin's finished demolishing the studio. This is perfect for people who are business owners, speakers, authors, online marketers, network marketers, CEOs, thought leaders, anyone who has a product or service that they would like to get out to the world, and anyone who just wants more influence and speaking opportunities. To book your place, it's a fairly long link. eventbrite.co.uk/influencer success summit is the best thing to search. Or you can just go to Zoe Cairns on the Twitter, Zoe_Cairns, or zcsocialmedia.com, I think, but try either, .com.co.uk, and look at the website.
Is Zoe Towers now based at the St. George Hotel? Because they've launched a new co-working space there recently, haven't they?
ZC Social Media
are
in the Dragon co-working.
So they've moved from Rochester now into...
They've moved from the Innovation Centre to the Dragon co-working space.
I thought so.
Molly Moodle's there as well. Hello, Molly. Mm-hmm. Molly and the gang are listening. They're all listening in Dragon.
Oh, okay. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Molly.
So
it's a lovely space.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I haven't seen it yet. Mm. I'm going to the launch party this Friday evening. I'm going to that, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
It's a bit like the TARDIS, isn't it? The St. George Hotel.
It's amazing. What
you mean? Yeah. It's got a female doctor?
No.
Ah, okay.
I meant it's kind of it's quite large when you get inside.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's bigger on the inside than the outside.
It is.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got a ballroom that houses up to 300 people. A ballroom.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, we're dancing. You know about dancing.
I know about dancing, yeah.
Now, Evo Girls.
Yes,
Denise
Rebecca.
And I have both been to Evo Girls meetings.
We have.
So have I.
And thoroughly enjoyed them. And you have as well. So it's not just for girls. That's the important thing to know.
Well, I am a girl, just to point out.
I'm not, though.
He didn't know that.
I'm not, and he isn't either. Although he does wear a dress occasionally.
This is true.
They have another one of their brilliant mastermind meetings coming up on the 27th of July in Maidstone. Mm-hmm. And that's a lady called Caroline Hart, who is a life and laughter coach, who's going to be talking about that. And
I know Caroline. Yes. I haven't seen Caroline for ages. Caroline.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
And the theme is going to be work-life balance. Now, the thing that impressed me about Evo Girls really is the quality of the speakers that they have on the day. Mm-hmm. So the last one I went to, they had a brilliant lady came all the way out from Plymouth to talk about your thing and why finding your thing is so important in business. So the day starts at 9:30. There's obviously networking. There is a quality speaker in Caroline. And actually, if it's your first meeting, it's only £20. And subsequently, if you become a member, it's a £20 a month membership fee, I think.
It is, but you can attend as many of the sessions as you want to go to.
Right.
So
you can go to any group.
Yeah, there's Tunbridge Wells, Maidstone.
Ashford
and Gravesend.
So if you'd like to book yourself onto that, have a look on Eventbrite. Actually, the easiest thing to do is to look on the Sublimo Business community page, and you'll find all the details of all the Evo Girls events on
Fantastic.
There.
Thank you for that. I had a tweet from the lovely, gorgeous, lovely Tracy Ferguson.
She's lovely.
She's lovely.
I know she's. Yeah. I just said she's
Tracy,
lovely.
Tracy, you're lovely.
And he's not going to say this for long, because she says, hi, Vanilla Web. Hi, the Milo in Focus.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, Vicky.
She didn't. No. I'm just making him feel better now.
Tracy, you used to be such a nice person.
Yeah. Oh, no, there it is. Hello, Martin. And can I have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for my people development business and also for a 2-hour one to one career coaching? It's only 100 quid. And it says, do you or your team need personal development or career support? I work with business owners and managers supporting you to identify skills, strengths and experience, create a powerful personal development plan, develop your teams to be their best and write fantastic future career plans. That's Tracy Ferguson Coaching. Follow her on the Twitter. Her Twitter handle is Tazzy, T-A-Z-I, 64.
I've had that 1 hour and it was really useful to me. And actually, I've made lots more money on the back of it.
Oh, well, there's so, a
very
there's
quickly, because I want to talk to Ricky. Mm. What was it that nailed it for you?
Well, I had to go through, if anyone's done any kind of coaching before, you have to do sort of like a life will, and it looks at different elements of your life and what's important to you currently and what's important in the future. Mm. And it made me realise, because I've got different career paths, that business and marketing is just one of them, that on the acting side, there were things that I was doing to hold myself back on the acting side, which I could change. And since I've done that, it's actually changed my business and marketing business, okay, as well as the acting. Very good.
Cool. Thank you. So get along, Tracy. Mm. Tazzy64 on the Twitter, well done, as Tracy. Recommended by Denise Wilton.
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
No, we've done tunage. We're going to talk to our first studio guest.
Brilliant.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the very first time Mr. Ricky Fay of Rick's Tech Support. Ricky, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure, my friend. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about you and your business?
Yeah, so I've been in the IT industry for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. And then about May last year, I decided to start up my business, which is Rick's Tech Support. Primarily what the business is aiming to do is provide a flexible, affordable IT support for SMEs in the Kent area. But what we have now moved on to in the last few months is also cyber security training and advice.
It's a big issue. Yeah,
yeah, it's a big issue, especially with the GDPR coming in next year as well. Yeah. So what we do at the Rick's Tech Support is be able to offer support and advice on security issues, as well as the normal day-to-day technical support as well. The reason for obviously starting up the business was that I felt that there was a gap in the market for the smaller end for businesses who may not necessarily need a large IT team or afford to pay constantly an IT team to be on hand 24/7. If they're a small company, they may not get IT issues that often. So what the business does is it offers the flexibility of ad hoc work. So
you don't have to have a contract. You don't have to pay you all the time. You get a problem. You go, I know, I'll ring Ricky.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, okay. I mean, at the moment, I've already got a couple of businesses I'm in talks with at the moment who like that way of working.
Yeah.
They're small. They only get IT issues every so often, not that regularly. So they're not looking to bring on a team for 24/7 support. So they're looking to just on the ad hoc, as and when the problem comes up, they'll call me, we'll sort it out, and it goes from that. But on the other hand, there are some businesses, maybe the bigger ones, that like to have the contract option and knowing that they've got somebody. So we offer that side of things as well.
So you're offering a range of options for people to utilise your services. Okay, that's good. And I was interested right up front, you said you started the business 2 years ago?
Last year I started.
Last year, so last just year. Over a year old?
Yeah, just over a year.
Fantastic. We love new businesses on the Business Bunker Show, and we love new startups. So all power to you, and well done for doing that. Now, you're based in the Maidstone area.
Yes.
But what do you cover geographically?
So geographically, we do cover the Kent area, so coming out to Ashford, Margate, Folkestone, you know, sort of range of
the county area.
And work with different types of businesses, from ranging from different types of markets and environments, going from SMEs are going from maybe 1 to 10 employees up to businesses that have 50 employees on their books.
And so far, without giving too much away, obviously, because you can't divulge information.
No, yeah.
But what are the kind of do you see similar problems with your clients? You know, do you tend to have I don't know how to put this in simplistic terms, but do you see a range of the same problem over and over again quite often, or is it always diverse and different?
No, I mean, there are a couple of we'll say, issues that will come up quite regularly that you'll see time and time again from different clients. But then you also get the mixture of sort of like new ones that you haven't seen before, which is, you know, it's always good to come across something that you haven't
Absolutely. Yeah, Martin.
Ricky's got a couple of promotions running at the moment. One is cybercrime focused.
Yeah.
And the other one is all about, you know, have you got a computer that's running too slowly? Now,
right.
I can't believe those aren't problems that we all kind of suffer from and get incredibly irritated by that all the time.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about those, Ricky. What are you actually offering people in terms of a rebuild and obviously security-based products?
Okay, yeah. I mean, if we take the cyber security one, first of all, so what we're offering is the ability to actually go to a business, have a look at what their setup is, what security measurements they've got in place in terms of policies, and then we advise them on what they've got at the moment, what we think they should be doing, you know, if there is anything more to bolster up their existing security, if there's software or anything like that that we think they need to put in place to harden up the security, we can advise on that. Or even if we think they might benefit from having cyber insurance as well, which is another thing that's coming up now. And it's it's always good to have like a safety net, like you have household insurance in case something happens. Sometimes
so you'll go out and meet with somebody for an hour and just offer them your advice.
Yes, offer the advice and look, yeah. Mm. Yeah,
because I wouldn't know where to go, frankly. I mean, you know, what I do find a big turn off is these massive US-based corporations that are kind of, you know, flogging generic software, which I have no idea if it's any good or not, frankly. But I do know it will cost me an awful lot of money.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'd rather kind of get some impartial, objective advice.
That's what we do.
It's one of those things, especially for small businesses. Yeah. It's a scary thing. We're all dependent on technology now. We can't avoid it, even if we want to avoid it. We need technology. We're totally dependent on technology. If you want to interact with anything, you know, my dear old mum, 88, you know, I got her an iPad so she could use internet banking, because it's almost impossible to use a bank if you've got no digital presence. They just don't want to know. You know, if you try and use phone banking, you end up hanging on the phone for 4 days until you die of starvation. So the whole aspect of dealing with technology is a big thing, and the vast majority of people aren't techies. So it's scary, because it can get expensive if you get the wrong advice, or, as you say, you know, you end up buying products you don't need or whatever, or just simple things. Something simple goes wrong, but you end up doing something crazy to try and fix it because you don't know. So a service like yours is brilliant, and it does really fulfill a need where, you know, people feel comfortable because they can buy it as they need it, and they can get personal advice. So I like that.
Well, and you can get advice in the first instance and not have to worry about how much, you know, the clock's running and how much it's going to cost you.
Exactly.
Because Ricky will come out and see you.
Tell
us about, you know, the kind of the upgrade services that you offer. Because I got my laptop out in public recently. And
is that a euphemism?
Somebody laughed at me because they said, oh, I haven't seen one that old for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, crikey, you know, I've got a
retro.
I've got a laptop snob in the room.
Yeah.
And I must admit,
recently, were you still running XP?
No, I wasn't. I have noticed recently that it has been running a bit slower than normal, but that might just be because all the kids have started to go on holiday.
Because it's old.
Well, it might be that. You see, it might be that. So tell us about what you offer people on that level, Ricky.
Yeah, thank you, Martin. So with the upgrade service, what we're offering is, obviously, we'll have a review of your equipment, what you've got there, what's specking. If there is opportunity of increasing the performance of what you've got existing equipment, then we will do that. So that may be by reducing the amount. You might have bloat, what we call bloatware on there, so software that's not actually benefiting you.
I've not heard that before.
Well, bloatware.
Bloatware.
Yeah, that's his smutty movie. Bloatware. That's what he's got on there.
I think, so we're not talking about Paul Andrew's clothes.
No, we're not talking about that. No, we're not talking about
it. It's interesting, though, isn't it? Because some things will only run on very old platforms and software. So going back to motor racing, Williams Formula One team have recently got the FW14, which was Nigel Mansell's championship-winning active suspension car, running again. So it was at Goodwood a couple of weeks ago, for example. And it is one of the most sophisticated cars out there. But it will only run on a tower.
Yeah.
So a very old computer system from, when was that? That will have been early 90s.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that will actually run the car.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't necessarily, because it's old, it doesn't necessarily mean it's redundant.
Well, we've just been through a spate of learning what legacy systems do for you with the NHS and the huge cyber attack that they were under, because they hadn't kept pace with new technology, they became vulnerable as well.
Right.
But of course, one of the reasons why that platform-related thing is a thing is because people have specifically written software that only executes on an old machine. Mm. And unless you adapt it and bring it up into the 21st century, you're always going to face a legacy problem. So, I mean,
can we talk about the Mac versus Windows-based issue? Because I still get people talking to me about problems that they're having with their Mac running certain applications that they need for business, for example, day to day. Is that something that you see when you're visiting clients? Is there still that kind of mismatch between Windows-based software and the Mac operating system, or is that largely gone now, Ricky?
It's there. It's still there to some extent, but it is getting a lot better because I'm finding that a lot of the businesses are now sort of integrating both Windows and having Mac usage as well, so it's getting better, it's improving all the time. But I think there is still a slight amount of incompatibility there with the software and what you're able to run it on. But going back to the performance and the upgrade options, so again we'll try and see what we can do with the existing systems, you know, in terms of enhancing the performance. If it's a case of, as you were saying, Paul, it's a legacy system, and we think that it's actually going to bring a security risk to the business, then we will actually recommend that you upgrade and renew the entire thing, and we can help with that as well. So we can help with the disposal of the old equipment and for purchasing the new equipment, building PCs if that's necessary, and the installation of the new system as well.
I'm also amazed at the number of people out there, Paul and Ricky and Denise, that aren't backing up.
Still.
You know.
One of the things that causes me grief, though, I'm a Mac user these days. Recent converted to Mac. I got so fed up with Windows, I just couldn't be bothered anymore. And I converted to Mac a couple of years ago, and I got loads of Mac stuff. But this is an issue with Mac. It's actually, I think it's more of an issue with iOS than it is with Windows to a large extent. But they bring out a new release, and you're almost forced to put a new release in, and then something stops working. Mm. And you can't back it out. Mm. You can't go back to where you were. So you then spend the rest of your life trying to find something that you had working and make it work again because they put a new release of software in. Mm. It drives me nuts.
Yeah,
we find that quite a bit with clients, and exactly as you said, they'll roll out a new version of their iOS system, but it wouldn't have been properly tested beforehand.
It's not backward compatible with anything.
No, or for any bugs or anything like that. Mm. So it's rolled out, you're forced to upgrade to it, and then business will be like, it doesn't work with this, or it doesn't work with that, and then you're stuck.
That's the kind of classic problem that Microsoft have as well. I think when they released, was it Windows 10?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like literally within hours, so this enormous patch came out.
Yeah.
Because it didn't actually work, and then it almost takes a few months for the whole thing to kind of shake out before it does actually work properly.
And the whole IT industry really does need to get itself in a grip on what it's doing. The two platforms are radically different, Windows and Apple.
Mm.
But the trouble with everything that Microsoft produce is it's got this underlying old DOS code hanging around in there somewhere where they've never bothered to go back to scratch and rewrite something because they're too lazy. Yeah, so that you build on it, build on it, build on it, which is why it gets so buggy eventually. And then the other, with Apple, Apple is just a version of Unix, to be honest. So it's quite a robust operating system. Yeah. But again, they don't go back and think about the underlying structure of it. Everything is built on the last release, fixing the last release. It's a typical. I'm a techie and was a techie before. It's a typical techie approach. Rather than if you implement a change and it goes wrong, what most techies do is try and fix it. Yeah, they don't go, tell you what, we'll back that out and have another go. And that used to drive me nuts when I ran IT because they go, no, leave it with us. We'll get it fixed and we'll make it work. Mm. And eventually you get this Heath Robinson effect where, you know, they've patched it up to get it running and then they walk away from it. So that causes problems. So having someone like Ricky on tap can be really useful. Mm. So you're now... You're doing enhancements to desktop and upgrades.
Yep.
We've talked a little bit about the recent spate of cyber attacks and how increasingly more, it's always been important, but even more so now to protect yourself from ransomware and Trojans and viruses and all the other hundreds of things that people throw at you. Mm. And it's a funny thing, isn't it, that a lot of small businesses think, oh, no one's going to target me. But that's not true, is it?
No, this is another thing that we're finding, and again, with correlation with the GDPR and what's coming around, but you'll get the small businesses that still think, oh, it doesn't affect me, it doesn't, yeah. I don't have to worry about it because I'm small, I don't have anything that's worth stealing. Actually, in fact, you know, it doesn't matter. They're, 9 times out of 10, they're not actually interested in what your data is. What they're interested in is actually disabling your systems and causing havoc and, you know, and basically costing your company money by not being able to operate effectively. Mm-hmm. That's their main aim with it. It's not necessarily always about what, you know, how much the data is worth. So this is something that we're trying to get across to small businesses. Yeah. It doesn't matter about the size of the business now. Everyone is a viable target and, you know, is prone to it.
And I wonder how many people actually pay.
What, ransomware?
Yeah.
An awful lot.
Right, because we never hear those numbers reported, do we? Nah,
you know, an awful lot do.
If you were a small business, you know, yeah. I mean, you might be, you might still be employing, you know, up to 10 people. You might be a multi-million pound business, even at that size. Mm. And actually, your systems are critical to your day-to-day operations. Mm. How tempted would you to be, you know, to just pay a fine?
It's not just businesses, it's individuals as well. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. My nephew had ransomware on his system. Mm. So
yeah, they'll attack anyone.
Yeah. They've got nothing to lose. No. If you don't pay, they just walk away and leave it.
Right.
Yeah. And exactly. If you do, they've made a bit of money.
So what's your advice, Ricky? Is it just do not open anything from anyone that you do not know?
I mean, yeah, that's been the industry's standard advice for quite a while now, is that not to open, but sadly people still do, open emails that you don't recognise the sender. Unfortunately, that's starting to, again, not become true as well, because in the case of the NHS scare, they didn't have to open the email for it to actually instigate and start attacking the machine. So
it just launched as soon as it
hit the that person's inbox. Mm. It launched. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
there's sophisticated stuff about now. Yeah. I mean, I like to think I'm pretty switched on about this stuff. Mm. I got an email the other day, and I my finger was just about to press open, and I thought, oh, hold on a minute, and it was from Lloyds Bank, and I bank with Lloyds, and it just looked so legitimate, and I was expecting something from Lloyds. Yeah,
what's your account number?
Yeah, it's
that's how it works, isn't it?
It is, but my branch is in Nigeria, so
Are you fell for that one?
No, I sent it out there because they told me it would be much more secure.
Have you checked your account recently?
Oh, there's nothing in it
anymore.
Yeah, no, but some of these things do look authentic, don't they? And it's they so do. Easy to just go, oh my god, and click on it.
Yeah, it is very easy, and that's what they prey on. They know how to make it very, very sophisticated.
Do you know what I find alarming about all of this is where is it all going? Mm. Because the number of emails that I receive now from bona fide people who I actually have a business relationship with that end up in my spam box is quite scary. And in fact, we quite often have to say to people, have you checked your spam box? Because you would have received a receipt for this or whatever it is, and the chances are it's landed in there. And that's what's happening more and more now. So even people that should be registered in your system somewhere as, you know, bona fide and Pucker.
You want to try being a company called Jobs in Kent and seeing how you get on with that. We get blacklisted by all kinds of people. We send over 1 million emails a month because we have a jobs by email, and half the world's ISPs blacklist us and claim we're spamming because we're sending too many emails. And you go,
these people have registered to receive it,
and we get paid for sending it to them, so please send it.
But if you think about that, it only takes, you know, a few kind of critical emails that haven't been passed between, I don't know, the Oracle database guy and the guy at Apple or whatever it is, you know, that keeps these systems turning, particularly the ISPs, and all of a sudden the whole system goes into meltdown, doesn't it?
It's odd, though, because what I'm finding more and more now is less and less are people dealing with me via email because it's becoming unreliable. I now get messages on Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, text messages, Twitter DMs, and LinkedIn messages. And trying to find trying to find people and remember how they contacted you is almost impossible. My belief is that the email needs to evolve. And there's going to come a point, and I've been saying this for a long time, and one day I'm going to be right. There's going to come a point where you're going to have a premium email service that you're going to pay for. So that you can manage this in a better way, because a lot of the problem is free web-based email programs.
But why can't you DNA it? Why can't you use fingerprint or something like that? You know, I mean, it's quite, you know, we're all unique in that respect. You know, as long as we can find that unique identifier, why can't we use that and build that in?
Absolutely, we could talk about this forever.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Really?
Fascinating subject.
Yeah, it is.
Ricky, thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
I will do.
If people want to find out more about using your service, what's your website?
The website is www.rickstechsupport.co.uk. There's contact form on the website. It also has the phone number and email address to contact me as well.
And Ricky's on the Twitter as well. It's at RicksTechSUP, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Fantastic. So thank you for that. Ricky,
thank you
for joining us on the show today. As I say, stay for the rest of the show.
I will do.
Mr. Ricky Frey, Rick's Tech Services.
Well done, Ricky.
Great stuff. Yeah. We're now going to join Stephanie in the newsroom. What do you reckon? Let's do that.
Channel Radio News Update.
A drop in fuel prices is one of the things said to be behind the fall in inflation. The consumer price index fell to 2.6% in June, down from 2.9% in May. Theresa May has told ministers that they need to start showing strength and unity in the country. It follows a series of leaks about infighting over Brexit. Grenfell Tower is to be covered up following requests from those affected by the blaze. Work will begin in the coming weeks, but we're told it's not expected to be complete until November. There's to be a crackdown on gender stereotyping in adverts. It's after an investigation found that they can instill male and female roles in viewers from a very young age. And we'll get the first glimpse later at the new plastic £10 note.